Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
He already looks like Ernestine.
Okay.
Happy, happy hour. Oh, yeah. It's Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. This time, we're not going to get sauced like we did the last time when we almost, you did a pratfall and we almost killed an American icon. Do you remember that?
I remember a vague, maybe it was going up those stairs. Was it off the, just no, off the you chair? Just,
it was off the chair. You yeah. have a commitment to physical comedy, even though you're like a fucking 1,000 years old now, and I love Aww. You for it. It is fantastic.
Not 1,000, 8. Happy birthday! You just had a birthday.
You just turned 80.
That's right.
Oh my god!
Happy
you're
birthday.
Fucking ancient and still look beautiful and are a legend and are kind, nice, and thank you so much for doing this.
I might not off.
It's nap time for Stephanie right now too, so she could too.
You know how I know that you've turned 80 because you left me a 2.5 minute butt dial. Message where there was nothing. It was just you.
Was it really?
But I have 2.5 minutes of Lily Tomlin's ass on my phone, and I didn't listen all the way through yet, but I'll. I kid.
You're so rank.
I know, yeah. Right? All right, you are kind enough to do this because you are one of the cast of 1,000 stars, right, at the Greek Theater here in Los Angeles this Saturday mm-hmm. for the Hearts of Gold Gala to benefit the LGBT Center here in LA, which you've already been a very generous, as a enormous money bags, you have already been a very generous benefactor.
Well,
of.
Others have been benefactors in my name.
Oh, really?
I don't have
someone
the
got your
money
PIN
to
number?
Give to start a theater.
You probably gave your PIN number.
One in my home.
You probably texted someone your PIN number by accident during a butt dial.
I might have.
How are you, Lily Tomlin? You know,
I'm good, Steph.
No. You well, I can't believe we got you in between being honored. You were just that's hard to catch you between. You were just honored at the Kennedy Center.
When you're 80, you get a lot of honors. There's so little time left.
TikTok. No, don't say that. You look great. You are. Okay, we have played your phone message. By the way, you should be careful when you leave me phone messages.
Oh, my God. Because
I tend to play them on the air, like this last one from the...
Stephanie, it's Lily. I want that damned podcast. I want it eradicated from the face of the earth. No, the earth is the face. Listen... I'm gonna call me back. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't have that to say at all. I just want to call you and see how badly I humiliated myself yesterday being totally drunk. But anyway, call me back when you can. Love you a lot. Love your show. Love you. Everything's going good. Bye.
Aww.
You're so precious.
Oh, my gosh. I should record my messages more often.
Yeah.
I did overserve you, and I apologize.
What was I drinking?
Champagne.
I think it was champagne then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. See,
yeah, we were doing this
do you
sans
have like alcohol. Like an alcohol sponsor?
Wish.
We should.
No, you don't. Well, that's the first thing I'd do if I were your advanced person.
Oh, yes, because I obviously have an advanced person, as I greeted you in my garage in my baseball hat.
And that was just so humble of you.
Well, that was one of the most elaborate entrances you've ever made.
And I had to win my way through those dogs.
Yes.
Then we almost, one of the dogs almost broke you.
But if I'd fallen, I would have fallen on that big puffy cloud of fur.
Right, that's you true. Fall on one of the other ones.
Yeah.
And so it'd be fine. And we won't have broken an icon. Okay. Now, I don't even know where to start. So you did just turn 80, this just recently.
Hard to believe.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know the other messages I kept? I have two. You know who they're from?
No, Jane?
Jane Wagner. Because she leaves the nicest messages. Oh. Whenever I feel down, I just listen to her messages about how great I am. She is like, I mean, this is why this is what they were honoring, right? At the Kennedy Center, this is 50 years. But she's like such a warm, supportive person I can imagine as a partner. Not only is she a brilliant writer, but that she's just so, everyone that meets her says, oh my God, she's so warm. She's so kind. You would think you would.
Well, yeah, she treats me that way. She says, calm down, Lily.
I've heard that. I've heard her say that.
So
yeah.
No, she's a delightful and introspective and thoughtful person.
Yeah. Well, and she puts up with you. So
yes, she does.
Yes. but that's okay. I mean, I don't even know where to start with your. That's what everybody wants. 50 years you guys have been together.
You're one of the few.
But this is, you guys have a theater at the LGBT Center, you must, first of all, the fact that we've had such a like, backlash in gay rights when people like you
don't
were...
Don't even say it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you were just interviewed, and you said in 1977, I'm scared, maybe I'm not offensive enough, everyone likes me too much, it's a bad sign, you can't be a humorist or a satirist if everyone likes you too much, but meanness, she says, was not her style. I don't see the point in harshness. Humor is absolutely taste. Don't you have some fucking shit to say about Donald Trump, though? Come on. I mean, isn't it time to unleash your beast?
I think he's absolutely tasteless.
Yes.
That would be the...
Donald Trump has made me mean.
I'm anything but a pundit about humor.
Right. Right, but how can you... He's so mean. Isn't it hard to...
Oh, he's so mean.
Yeah,
he's
so made me
cruel.
Super mean. Mm-hmm.
He should be ousted just for cruelty.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just there's
The border, the cruelty at the border is unbelievable. And just general cruelty against, you know, the air and the water and every other human being has to breathe. Apparently he has his own limited personal supply of air and water.
Yeah. And his sons are mean against animals.
Yeah. Oh, my God, they're terrible.
Yes. You narrated that elephant film and it was beautiful.
They were horrible.
Yes.
Holding those dead cats.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just want to puke.
Offensive.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. It's just, see, I'm drawing out the mean in you now. We can draw this out. Donald Trump's a motherfucker. I seriously, I've never hated anybody in my whole life. I hate him so much. And now we're in the middle of this. Like, I'm like, how much more out in the open can the treason be than this whistleblower thing? This is just, right?
It's just because he's audacious. He just does anything.
Mm-hmm. This probably was the Ernestine of the intelligence community.
There's so many acts. You can't even keep...
No, you can't.
Simple thinking, you know, life and affirming human beings can't keep up with it.
I know. No,
pretty
it's true.
Soon it's an avalanche and you're just kind of trying to save yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to drag you into an Ernestine bit.
So
you feel like
I'm
but probably it was
dragged.
Somebody that was listening in the intelligence community to whatever he just did. They said it was multiple acts, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I think it was, you know, hello. I have some information.
That would be good. Yeah, if I could get my hands on the absolute bona fide evidence, I would turn it in a second.
I still got a morning radio DJ in me. Well, that's out of urgency with a whistleblower, Lily.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you've endured me for so many years.
Seems like just a few weeks, a few brief weeks, fleeting weeks.
I interviewed you when I was a baby DJ, and I think my mouth moved, but my brain wasn't really.
That was in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you actually called, you did a bit as Ernestine on my wacky morning Chicago Zoo.
Don't you
Chicago
wish you
Zoo.
Had that tape?
I probably have it, because I remember your publicist called me and said, Lily wanted to know if you thought that was funny. There was just a silence. I was like 20, so I was like, Lily, Tom... Yes, she's fucking Lily Tomlin. Good God. That's the kind of pro you are, Lily Tomlin.
You probably have that tape, but you have nothing to play it on, because everything is digital now.
That doesn't exist anymore.
There's no reel-to-reel around here.
No, not at all.
you've just been endlessly kind to me. You've just, you got me my first agent out here. You say yes to everything, which is really to your, you know.
It's because I'm so nice.
Well.
I told you in that 77 article, I almost committed. And that was like, you know, career suicide.
Yeah.
Making that statement.
With this LGBT thing coming up, talk to us about what it felt like to not be out and for how long and how scary it was. I mean.
Well, you know, it wasn't like Jane and I weren't present or weren't right. really identified. We never had a, well, you've seen those, oh, that old cartoon where a guy comes out and he says, he admits he's a heterosexual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, everybody knew it, but I never had a press conference.
Yeah, you weren't like in a tabloid, like, here's Lily Tomlin with a new fake boyfriend.
Yeah, no. And so, in fact, I've talked about myself for like 50 years.
Yeah.
50. I wish I had all that tape and they could bury it with me in my tomb.
Are you boring yourself to death? Is that what you're saying? We all find it endlessly fascinating, just so you know. But yeah, no, it's just an interesting thing that I would assume that you were such a comedy sort of icon and legend that you didn't want to be known as a gay somebody.
Well, I didn't want to be identified that way as a poster girl for a struggling movement, although maybe they would have struggled less.
Yeah.
But or maybe I would have struggled more.
Yeah.
We'll never know the answer to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That will go to the aforementioned tomb with you.
But I was, you know, I mean, I've told this story too, and I'm sure many people will turn off now when I start it.
No one's
But in 75, I was offered the cover of Time if I would come out.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it was for, and they just needed a gay person, you know, kind of, oh, she's gay.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they would have done with that, but they were, so they finally, and I was sort of insulted that I was pegged for that reason and not for my artistry.
Right.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Which I totally fancied. And they did get a nice gentleman from the armed services to be on the cover.
Yeah.
But I got the cover 2 years later when I did my first Broadway show.
Oh, you've done Broadway? Let me look at your, you say Broadway? That's what.
But you know, tickets are so expensive. Yeah. I was just in New York, and I just refused to go to the theater.
Yeah.
Of course, I could have sat.
Yeah, you don't have that kind of money.
Could have sat in the cheap seats.
Yeah, you don't have that kind of money.
I don't even know if that was
one of the other highlights of my life. I got to see Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in New York on Broadway, and I got to drink champagne backstage with Lily and Jane. And I remember I had a bandana on, and you said, "Are you going through chemo?"
Oh, you're not serious.
Yes, you did. And I was like, no, I just like Ben.
You're not serious.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Is that an unfortunate fashion choice, Stephanie?
Yes, I believe it might have been.
Or was your face was all exposed, but no, not a bit of your skull?
I believe that was shortly after when Mama had that, you know, the $10,000 nap.
The mini facelift?
Yes. I feel like there was something happening.
You're surprised to see everyone?
I was very surprised to see Lily and to be allowed backstage.
And to be talking about your...
Yeah. It's the first thing you said to me.
Medical things.
Ow. All right. I don't know about you guys, but I don't buy Lily's bullshit that she and Jane Fonda look that great in Grace and Frankie because of lighting. You know she's just hiding from us that they both use Plexiderm.
Absolutely. You
Something's
know
going
do.
On because she looks amazing.
Yeah. She, sure. You still think you're keeping your secret. Well, you're not, sister. Listen, if you have wrinkles around your eyes, if you have crow's feet, if you have under eye bags, Plexiderm.
Seth, you don't have under eye bags or crow's feet?
No.
Again, the lighting fucking sucks in here.
You look 35, Steph.
Thank you very much. Plexiderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, under eye bags in minutes. It's the edge you've been looking for, Lily. See you coming. Plexiderm can give you the confidence you need to be yourself at work or out with friends. The best part, Plexiderm goes on clear so no one knows. And if you keep it to yourself, Lily. Go to triplexiderm.com. Use the code SEXYLIVER for 50% off plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an additional $10 off. This offer available also by calling 1-800-685-1292, mentioning the code SEXYLIBERAL. Plexiderm, backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Triplexiderm.com. Use my code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. That's triplexiderm.com. Okay.
Lily's going for the Reese's Cups.
All right. No, I'm not going to, because sugar makes
me
cough.
Listen, you dropped Fonda's name. Like, you didn't even sat down yet. Name dropper. But so, you know who sat in that chair before? Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, I know.
Yeah.
Actually, she sat in that chair.
Yeah. You know what? I called her, which I told her.
Are you sure she didn't sit in your chair?
She sat in that chair.
Sort of planning to sit in your chair?
Well, she would. That conniving biatch. But I met her at Martin Sheen's birthday party. You weren't there.
No.
But she said she would do the show because you guys had been really politically active. You went out to like state to state and all that stuff.
You guys knocked on doors, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that's how I tricked her into doing the show, and she gave me her number, and she's now, you won't forget to call me, will you? And I was like, there's virtually no chance of that. But then I told her just calling her was a Jane Fonda's workout because I was sweating so much. I was just like, Jane. But then she said bullshit within the first 10 seconds. I was like, yeah. I don't really know how to talk to a legend. She's like, oh, bullshit. When do you want me? I was like, oh, this is fantastic.
Did you play her phone call?
No, but we have something to play for you because this was so touching, was her talking about you. We did a best friend's happy hour with me and my best friend in 40 years and Frangela, who are best friends for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And
did they win Bring the Funny?
They did not.
I know. Huh. I hope you're listening, America. Lily Tomlin has registered her disapproval of that decision.
Another one we got wrong.
Yes. All right. But because obviously Grace and Frank, who I know has just been renewed for the final season, to which you said you are delighted and heartbroken. I've said this to you. Of your whole body of work, some of your finest work. I said to you the episode where you had a stroke was maybe your best work, and you said it wasn't acting. You are so inappropriate. You are just hugely inappropriate. You said, oh, I don't. I think that was acting. I think I had a little stroke, honey. That's my Lily.
Oh, God.
Okay. But anyway, my point is, it's just such a beautiful story about female friendship, obviously. And so I played this for Frangela and for my best friend. Let's take a listen.
I cannot tell you what a joy and an honor it is to work with her.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I guess it's looking at you have very beautiful skin.
Oh,
Lily has very beautiful
skin. She's a porcelain goddess.
Yes. And so, I love it when there's times when while we're shooting and I'm dressing her or something and I can look at her skin and I can, you know, I can run my hands over her skin and say, God, you've got such beautiful skin. And I know this is being beamed out to the whole world because you don't enough see women loving on each other.
Right. And not in a gay way in your case.
Yeah. Just loving each other and being there for each other. And, it's such a joy to be part of that.
Well, that's
she's so brilliant.
She is.
I can't tell you, you know, every time she touches me, my skin crawls.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna tell her
crawls.
Next time she's here that she creeps you out. I think you're turning Fonda. I mean, I know you're married, but damn, really.
I know, Lily, you're already taken.
She's a bit rhapsodic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's been through a few men, but
as she leaves the microphone, she turns it off just like that.
Yeah. She's on the turn, man. I can feel
it. She's many times said to me as she left an interview like this, and she's carried on that way. Then she turns around and she says, and you are.
That's funny. Jane Fonda will also be at the Greek Theater at
the
gala.
Yes, we will be together. We will be with
Kathy Griffin.
Engaging the couple.
Margaret Cho. Bruce Valanche. Right, Ty Herndon,
Tig Notaro.
Tig Notaro, yes.
Did you say Kathy Griffin?
Yes, yep. I did.
Sia, the singer.
Yes. Rufus Wainwright.
Yeah. Rufus Wainwright, that's right. Yeah.
All to help the LGBT Center, which does such great work in helping LGBT
youth. It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the largest gay center in the universe, really.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't know what that thing from outer space is bringing to us.
Yeah. Right.
If Fonda really cares, she will slap a huge girl-on-girl with tongue. Kiss on stage. What are you guys doing? Are you performing together or what's happening?
We're going to demonstrate the art of kissing. It's part of what we're going to plan to do.
Nice.
I knew you would like that.
That was that the opening?
Believe me, Jane Wagner is listening to this.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that because she'll think I'm.
No.
She'll think I've gone too far.
Oh no, but she knows you're old and that you could forget which Jane. My favorite story is you told me that she listens in bed to my show with headphones, and so you often wake up with me too. Against your will. It's basically sexual assault, but it's like you didn't ask me to come to your bed, but I do.
Yeah, me too, Stephanie. Me too.
Time's up, man.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Okay. Well, anyway, so where was I going? I went this way and then that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's hilarious. Jane Fonda is hilarious. You guys, you really do. She said the same thing you did. You both said lighting. And I'm like, no, you guys look so beautiful on that show. And you both are so beautiful in person. So it's, I think it's about that, too. Now, it's not, you know, about aging. It's the whole...
Don't you think I'm just a little bit more beautiful?
Yes. Well, clearly. Clearly. You're I think Jane knows
better.
That.
Yeah.
Did you see she posted a picture of herself? That she was all done up for something, you know, and then she posts a picture that she couldn't get her dress. So it was the next morning with no makeup and she's still in the same dress. And she goes, I don't have a husband, so I couldn't do my dress. So I slipped in and she had no makeup.
You know, if Jane Fonda's gone to D.C., she's going to D.C. in a few days. She's committed to spending 4 months there till the show starts again.
Yeah.
Just working on climate change.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is amazing. You guys, I love the, is it the first episode of Grace and Frankie when you're, you know, Martin Sheen and
Sam.
Yes. Uh-huh. You know, obviously you just find out and, you know, he says, you know, it's legal now. And you're like, I know, I marched for it. Which is funny because that was Lily Tomlin, political activist, coming into Frankie. Yeah, that's kind of interesting that you have to act straight. And
yeah, that's... It's really hard. No, Sam is so darling. He and Martin both are just such great people.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Martin has all, not to name drop again, has also sat in that very chair.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. He drove himself from Malibu, and then he was like, am I late? He was like a half hour early. I was like, it's my basement, and you're Martin Sheen.
And then afterwards, he asked if he could watch Rachel Maddow with us.
Highlight of my life, another one, the only one that doesn't involve you. He said, can we watch Rachel Maddow together? I was like, oh. I just had like a liberal nerdgasm. Oh my God, someone told Rachel that and she had a nerdgasm too. She goes, really?
She should.
No, I took a picture. I said, here is President Bartlett and I watching Rachel Maddow together. We could auction that off.
Yeah.
Some liberal wet dream.
Oh,
man.
You could auction it off at the show on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Raise money for the center.
Does Mr. Sheen know about this yet?
No. He'll do it.
Oh, he will. He will.
How was that? You knew him, I'm sure, before even West Wing, right? But
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I knew him before that. Not really well. I didn't spend a lot of time. But, I loved him. I adored him on West Wing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really thought that Bartlett was the president for those hours we would be shooting.
I know.
And that's only when Bush was in office.
I know. We thought that was bad. When he was sitting here, I was like, why can't he really be president? That's why they're saying that there's such a, you know, resurgence of the West Wing on Netflix.
Netflix. Mm-hmm.
Because now, more than ever, people are like, oh, God. First of all, any sentient being. But I mean, I was saying that today. I can't take any more of his anything, his voice, his crimes, his daily.
It's just as important that we recapture the Senate.
I know.
Absolutely.
You know what we play all the time, thanks to you, because he won't shut the fuck up about anything ever.
Well, especially Alabama and the hurricane.
Remember Sharpie Gate?
Oh,
when
yeah.
he just kept going, Alabama, it was always going to hit Alabama. Remember how many tweets in a row and how many press conferences and how many.
It was 8 days in a row.
It was
that
always.
He kept that story going.
Right. And so this came in handy. Thank you, Lily.
That comes in handy quite a bit.
Oh, good. I'm proud of that I'm of use to you.
Yes, yes. Hold, please. I want to go back to my baby DJ days. I would like to be an ingenue again interviewing Lily Tomlin for the first time. So I am going to put on a little plexiderm before we continue. Yes. I want to imagine a better time when all things were possible.
Yes. If you put it on right now by the end of this
right.
spot. It will have worked its
before
magic.
Everything went to shit. That's what I want to, right?
The good old days when Ernestine was still working the phone lines.
Thank you. Plexiderm, a clinically studied serum, it visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, under eye bags in minutes.
You are starting to look as young as Edith Ann.
Right?
What?
I got a fake eyelash tip from Jane Fonda. If you get a beauty tip from Jane Fonda, she would tell you, get Plexiderm. Just saying. Take it from me. Plexiderm will give you the confidence. You'll need to just be yourself at workout with friends, even if you're not a TV star, movie star. Like, you know, some people, and that's the truth.
Even radio stars should look good, Stephanie.
What you got? What you got? You got crow's feet, you got wrinkles, you got under eye bags.
I got it all.
Try Plexiderm.com. Type in sexy liberal for 50% off plus an additional $10 off. That's right. 50% off plus an extra $10 off. You could also call them 1-800-685-1292 and mention Sexy Liberal. Plexiderm backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit triplexiderm.com. Type in Sexy Liberal at checkout. That is triplexiderm.com. And now back to you, Lily. Speaking of icons and Grace and Frankie, so I was surprised you said the one person that you haven't been able to get on the show yet is Dolly Parton.
Well, that is true.
And we want a sequel, obviously. We want a 9 to 5.
Is that still in the works?
Trying to get a script.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You guys got any ideas?
Let's do this. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we could workshop
something. Let me get a Sharpie.
There's this thing called Me Too. It seems kind of relevant.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's true. After the Me Too movement, it would be so great. Yeah, and relevant.
But we're like, you know, if we're playing our real ages,
right,
we have to interfere in some office procedures.
Right.
So we have to have some rationale for that.
Right.
And then we have to go and explore the current office scene, which is much different than what we had at Consolidated in 9 to 5.
Let's workshop this. We can figure this out here right now. Yeah. What if there's a young girl that's
being... Put everything aside, no climate crisis, we're going to work on the 9 to 5 script.
That's right.
Hey.
Jane's going to have to come back from D.C.
Why couldn't Dolly and Jane and I, humbly... Dolly and Jane and me. No, Dolly, Jane, and
it doesn't matter.
So, but what would you say as a person, of a learned person?
Who?
Dolly and
Who
Jane and
to?
I
oh, me?
Could, maybe we could.
We could.
We could. That's there good. Go. That's
yeah.
excellent.
Okay. Yeah.
We could engage ourselves in the climate crisis.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Because didn't you send Hart to Brazil?
Yes, we did.
There you go.
See? You could do that thing again.
It's burning down forest right now.
You could pretend to be a scientist, just like, I'm a doctor, I'm a doctor.
Piss, oh, that's
piss
great.
Off. I'm a scientist. Piss off. We only don't quote just one of your lines.
Yeah.
I mean, just incredible shrinking woman alone. I want to live in that movie.
Yeah. Concepcion.
Concepcion. I'm in the garbage disposal. I can't even all your movies, right? Beck and Bowl.
Well, yeah, that's Steve. He's very clever.
Yeah. Well, you are a little bit clever yourself. How many of those goddamn things do you got? Tonys, Emmys, Grammys? Have you counted them? Oscars?
Oh,
how many you got?
I couldn't possibly count them.
No, I didn't think so.
I don't even have time to dust them.
Where do you keep them?
I couldn't even tell you.
Okay. Another whole bar. Right. Yeah, she doesn't know. Do you still have...
Maybe they're in the backyard. I don't know.
Is that when Jane and you have a fight? She throws all your Emmys in the backyard.
She throws them at me.
On the driveway.
And those Emmys are sharp.
Oh, they're heavy.
Yeah.
I could leave a mark. Yeah. Now, don't you wish you weren't so brilliant? It's a lot of weapons laying around. A lot of blunt instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still have Edith Ann's rocking chair by your pool? Because that's where
I have it. No, I have it in the house.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't want to risk it to the elements.
Yeah. I got it.
And I have the big wingback chair, which you probably don't recall as vividly as you do Edith's. I have the wingback chair from Shrinking Woman.
Oh.
You could come and
I haven't been to the new house. I got to rock in Edith Ann's chair at the old house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
that's why we
Do you remember
moved.
My much younger girlfriend that came to a couple dinner parties?
Who?
Lisa.
Oh, your girlfriend,
No, she's not my girlfriend anymore. She's married to someone else. But
But
she was so young that, first of all, she was like, I told her, that you and Carol Burnett were one of my idols. And she said, oh, Carol Burnett's so mean. I was like, oh, you only saw Annie. She had a show. Oh. Okay. And then she did not know. She did not know what Edith Ann was. I was like, oh, my God. And so she went to YouTube. And then she's like, oh, my God, Edith Ann is so funny. Could do it. And she kept making me do Edith Ann. I'm like, if you're going to make Lily do it. But it was like a whole new discovery.
Where does that girl live now?
Here. I run into her hiking.
Oh.
No, and she also, Meredith Baxter came in, and she said, oh, my God, Mrs. Keaton's here. I'm like, you are really young. Because you and I go, oh, it's Bridget. And presumably not Bernie, but yeah.
She was also in All the President's Men.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
you
are a little younger than I am.
Just tiny skosh. I've tried. I don't know how many times I've pitched a show where Lily plays my mom. <It's> never.
Oh, God.
Republican Country Club mom.
Is your mom still around?
Yeah, she's 96.
I want to go visit her. Where do we have to go?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, my God. Well, Jane's family, half of them live in North Carolina.
Oh, let's have a family trip.
Well,
let's do it.
That would be really nice. Does your mother need, like, persuasion will-wise?
She watches Fox News. I was saying, oh, but she's the only other person
that
butt-dials
me. Then she's probably giving all her money to Trump.
Yes, she butt-dials me, and then I just said the other day, I called her, and she, I all I could hear is Fox News. And then just, and I was like, Mom! Mom! Mom!
Does she still have her hearing?
Yeah, she has hearing aids, but she didn't, she just had the phone off the hook, but I, yeah. So I got to hear Fox News through my mom's phone.
You're an only child?
No, I'm the baby of four.
Of four.
What about you? Have I ever?
I have a younger brother, three years younger, Richard. He lives in Nashville.
Oh, okay. All right. What's it like being Lily Tomlin's sibling?
Oh, it's probably horrible.
Wait, what's the other thing you just said you're working on? Some other do-gooder thing with Fonda. What are you doing? The thing you said.
The Homeboys. We're doing.
Oh, Homeboy, yeah. Homeboy Industries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Homeboy. We're just doing an outdoor, a 5K walk.
Wow.
I don't think we're going to do the walk.
No.
We'll probably, like, walk. I mean, we'll get further and further behind, and then we'll just take off.
Yeah, get in the golf cart.
They're an organization in East LA that rehabilitates gang members by giving them jobs. Like, you can buy Homeboy Industries chips in Ralph's.
Wow.
But it's it's also very rehabilitative.
Yeah.
I mean, they have every possible service and wonderful activities, and people's lives are just changed, radically changed. And they have tattoo removal because so many of the guys and girls have tattoos on their faces.
Yeah.
So they can go out and interview for jobs and stuff like that. Yeah.
But they don't, it's not like they're pressed into it. It's like they come to it happily, eagerly.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they've had a change of heart in every possible way.
Where did you come by your do-gooderism and activism? Because you guys, you and Fonda are amazing in terms of your energy and that you go state to state, you go anywhere.
Well, Fonda's more, really more amazing because, you know, she didn't really have to. She was born into high privilege.
Yes.
I was like scratching my way through. It was one way of me getting an audience.
You were born a poor black child in Detroit, as I recall.
Honestly, it was a way to, ingratiate myself into the world. That's why I told Robin Robin's son. Her first name? I know her very well and I've forgotten, but it's been 77. It's been 40 years or more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm on a very fruitless riff right now. So
are you?
Let me
well,
help
I,
me
I
off.
Wondered if we were if there was gold at the end of this here hill.
Help me off.
Help me.
Oh.
Is there a way I can trick you into doing any Edith Ann? Let me see. What would be the setup for that, Sean? If I were in a wacky morning zoo.
Oh boy.
Still.
No, yes, it's hard to raise. You are listening to Station STEFPH.
That's wrong. Okay.
But that's now, Edith Ann.
You know what I ask people all the time is, how do you raise children in Donald Trump's America? Like, people have, they have to turn the television off. They have to say, don't do that.
Why do they raise children? I'm interrupting her flow.
No, but it's like, don't say that. Don't do that. He is everything we teach kids not to
start over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do over.
And that is the truth, isn't it? Lily
Tomlin. You know, I know I really do worry about every time I see a baby in arms or a baby in a stroller or a little toddler. It just makes me go crazy. I know. They'll be like 12 or 13 when the...
Are you hopeful? I am. I know it's
I
hard.
I am too, damn it. Yeah. We've got to be. And plus, I'm thinking that space thing that they saw in the sky, I think that's someone coming to save us.
The UFOs?
There's been weird
there
UFO
is,
stories.
There is intelligent life in the universe, and you would know, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I do know.
Jane would write it, and then you would know it.
My favorite play of all time. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Everything you do is...
So, I mean, honestly, aren't you eager to find out if it's a hoax or it's just a natural phenomenon?
It's interesting that they didn't say that there was an explanation.
Yeah, the Navy's not denying it.
Yeah, and so that's something we've never heard from the government
before. I hope
it's
an anal probe that is looking for Donald Trump's Uranus, a giant orange planet.
All right, trying to say goodbye to me?
I was, because I just feel that this was so kind of you. You're traveling, you're in between being honored in New York, you have a big performance coming up, you're 6,000 years old. I mean, I love you so much.
You know, once you get a certain age, you're just like, you're impervious.
Yeah. I know. So I can do that. I've been insulting you for years and
elements.
Years, though. All right, go see. If you're out here in L.A., you got to go see Hearts of Gold, the LGBT Center concert at the Greek Theater here in Los Angeles.
Tickets are available on Ticketmaster.com.
It's their 50th anniversary.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you say that?
You get to see. Will you, by the way, will you bring Fonda back for maybe to promote the last season of Grace
Certainly
and Frankie?
Certainly I will. Okay.
Wonderful.
So Fonda Definitely. Will be there. Kathy Griffin, Margaret Cho, a lot of our beloveds will be almost everyone that's done Happy Hour.
Ticketmaster.com is where you can go to get tickets for
that's
this.
Right.
Yeah, and we'll link to everything.
Yes.
And I love you for doing this. You're the sweetest.
And I love you for being here.
I love you so much. You're my hero.
And we love Jane for listening to us every morning in bed with
you.
That's right.
Hi, Jane. Lily's skin is really soft. I'm sorry. We love you, Lily Tomlin. American icon.
Thank you, Lily.
Hey, this is Bob Seska, host of The Bob Seska Show. If you enjoyed this episode, you're going to love my show, where every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we talk about this guy.
Trump is crazy.
And this guy.
Trump is a f***ing idiot.
And we say this a lot.
Sweet, merciful crap.
Because.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Find The Bob Seska Show at sexyliberal.com and on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, BobSeska.com, and everywhere else you get your podcasts.